City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Neil Atkinson joins me Tuesday morning to reflect on all things red and maybe a little bit more besides today. Welcome, Neil, from the Anfield Wrap.
Good morning, Alan.
Great to see you. Looking fit and well, as always, with a big smile on your face.
Very much so.
A 4-3 victory. Are those sort of games to be expected from Liverpool this season? Should we see more of those?
I think we might see a fair few of them. I think you might see more. The manager will be wanting to see more of the 20 minutes after half-time yeah. and less of the bits and pieces that go either side of it. But I think there's going to be an explosiveness to the way in which Liverpool play. And I think that they're going to pick the moments. And maybe for the first 10, 11, 12 games, Liverpool have got some difficult away games. They go to Spurs in a couple of weeks. That'll be tough. Burnley will be no walk in the park. But Spurs in a couple of weeks will be tough. And then ahead of Spurs, you know, we go to Chelsea a couple of weeks after that.
We've got Burton in between.
Got Burton away as well, yeah, for a different set of lads to turn up and play that one. And you've also got got Leicester at home, and it wouldn't surprise me if a few of those games do end up being slightly fractured, slightly strange, that Liverpool will look to play at an intensity that those teams can't live with. But the problem with playing at that sort of intensity is that it means that you yourselves might be a little bit in and out.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to sustain what you saw Liverpool do for 20 minutes there. I'm sure that there'll be a point in the season where Jurgen Klopp will want to see Liverpool be able to do that for 30 minutes a half. If that's the case, then, you know, it's difficult to live with. But while you're putting the ball in the back of the net and all that sort of stuff, it's exciting, and it was a great game.
We're in the entertainment industry. Sometimes we lose sight of the fact football's become such a serious business that it's all about entertainment. The fans are getting entertained. Sky Sports are loving it because they had a 7-goal thriller. What isn't there to like?
Well, I think what there isn't to like is people making errors, and errors that you don't need them to make, really. I mean, it's going to happen. Footballers make errors all the time, and I think that at the minute, there's some errors get fixated on more than others. For instance, for the first goal, you know, Moreno's in the wrong place. As far as we're all concerned, Moreno's in the wrong place. But I think he has got a minor problem, which is I do think that the manager wants him. Liverpool win the ball back. I think the manager wants him on his bike. I think that's what he wants. I think you've still got to be able to pick your
moments. So it's Klopp's fault, not Moreno's?
I think that, well, there's tons of aspects to this where you can say, well, Jurgen Klopp's not bought a left back. He's not got in the market.
Klein doesn't go missing in the same way on the right-hand side, does he?
I know he doesn't, but I think that there's... I think one of the reasons why Moreno looks worse, and as I say, I would have bought a left-back and I wouldn't have Moreno starting at Arsenal. So I want to underline that before anyone starts.
Well, it would have been Milner, wouldn't it?
Well, it could have been Milner, or, as I say, I would have gone and bought one this summer. I'd have gone and bought one. I would have done that, but the manager's chosen not to. And I think that one of the things that where I feel a little bit sorry for Moreno is one of the reasons why he looks so terribly out of position at times is because he's dead fast. And I think, therefore, if you make a split-second decision to go and 2 seconds later you freeze-frame it, Moreno is, you know, he's 5 to 10 metres further away from where we'd
then
like
him to
be.
So who gave the ball away then? It wasn't Lallana. Necessarily... Yeah, there you go.
So what he wants, you know, theoretically, the manager wants them to back each other to think, well, Lallana's got the ball, he doesn't make mistakes. I'll get into a position where he can feed me the ball. Now, you should still pick your moments. You know, and I think Klein's better at picking his moments, at looking around, all that sort of stuff. But one of the issues is that in the 2 seconds it takes for the situation to look like, I know I'll run, oh no, I shouldn't have run. The problem that Moreno's got is he covers almost 10, 15 metres in 2 seconds because he's that quick. You saw it when he does the mad header in the first half and then comes right the way across from left back to win the ball in the right back position.
But he should be in Rio taking on Usain Bolt then at 9.8 seconds, never mind.
He's an 11 metre, 100 metre runner, quite conceivably, that he's that fast.
But football is won and lost in split seconds as well, though.
Exactly, yeah. And that's the problem. And that's where, as I say, I would have bought one. So I feel sorry for him in one sense, but in another sense, I would have bought one. So then the next thing is, he's got every right to say, the manager picks me, I don't pick myself. You know, the manager wants me to play a certain way. It might be that I'd be perfectly happy just sort of staying at left back. But, you know, I think that he clearly makes mad decisions at times. You know, I don't like he's very, very rash in terms of going in for the ball at times.
Just can't he play further forward? He burst onto the scene at Tottenham. We all thought, wow, this player's got something going forward. He's a great left wing back.
I don't think he's got the quality, really. I don't think he's got the end product in terms of what you want there. For instance, I mean, you know, I remember watching John Rees play left midfield, and it was fine when you were playing 4-4-2, very, very conservative football. As soon as you want to play attacking football, you need left wingers with quality. You know, I think the idea that you play him at left wing ahead of Phil Coutinho, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And then, you know,
just continue to play devil's advocate.
Yeah. You know, but you go down, you get your list of lads who could play where Coutinho's playing, and it's a long, long list before you get to Moreno. But the Liverpool manager, and I'll keep saying this, Liverpool manager's chosen not to buy a left-back. And we all very much like the Liverpool manager. He's a charming man. He's a very smart football person. He's genuinely a winner. You can look at his track record. You can see what he's achieved in the game. You can see what he's achieved with Liverpool last season. He knows much more about football than you and I. And for whatever reason, and I think it's partially because he's not prepared to pay, and I think it's Chris Bascombe in one of the papers today says that, you know, Klopp is just simply not prepared to pay 20 million quid for a fullback. And therefore, if he's not prepared to pay 20 million quid for a fullback, it's actually quite difficult to improve on his current fullback, because that's now the going rate. Liverpool sold Brad Smith to Bournemouth for £6 million. Brad Smith's a knock-off Moreno. You know, he's Moreno, but 20% less good. And he went for £6 million quid. So I think they're in a situation
So if he's not prepared to buy a left-back, we're going to continue in the same vein and have Kevin Keegan's philosophy of we'll score four and try and win the game even if we concede three.
I think that's great.
I love it.
I think he might solve it in the squad, Alan. And so I think you might see Milner there. You might sometimes see Clavin there. You might see Gomez there. And you will still see Moreno there. And we're all going to have to accept that. You know, there might be people who don't want to see him play for Liverpool, but he's going to.
So you won't have heard Jamie Carragher's comment during the game when Martin Tyler brought him in with 25 minutes to go, with Liverpool leading by 4-1. Right, Jamie, you must be confident now. I've got this game sewn up. It's in the bag, isn't it? Not with our left-back, says Jamie Carragher. 4-1 up, that's a scandalous indictment of Liverpool's left-back.
He's the sort of player who Jamie Carragher would have hated to play football with, it's fair to say. He would have absolutely hated to play football with him. One thing I would say there is Liverpool can see 2 goals, they both come down the right. They both come down Liverpool's right. They don't come down the left. So, you know, again, it's... But I think that this is the... But again, I'd say to Jamie Carragher, you know, that left back, he's not picking himself. The managers managers have money. He's still got money. He might go and get 30 million for Benteke. If he wanted to spend 20 million on Hector, he could go and spend 20 million.
Well, he's just signed
Hector.
A new contract now, so that's not going to happen, is it?
Supposedly Chelsea are after him for 20 million.
Tell us what the mood was like then on the journey back from the Emirates. What was the debate? What was the talk? What were the talking points?
Everyone very happy. Great to have seen Liverpool play like that. Yeah, you know, you don't want to see them go and concede 3 goals, but it's worth pointing out that we've only ever won at the Emirates once.
In 10 years.
Yeah. So we'll go. I thought that was a real, you know, it's and to have done that to Arsenal, you know, a 25 pass move that ends up in the back of their net.
Yeah, fantastic goal. Yeah,
to Arsenal in their own grounds. You know, you can get there's places to go and do that, but to go and do it there, I think. And I think if
Moreno was involved in that move, I have to say, over on the left hand side, he won the ball back and kept it in play over there.
Well, good on him. maybe we won't slaughter him after all. Now the move back is, you know, you wanted to see Liverpool put it. Yeah, it adds something for everyone. If you want to find things to complain about, you can find things to complain about. Obviously,
always.
But if you want, you know, if you want to be excited about the season to come, seeing Liverpool play like that for 20 minutes. It's the best. It's the most Jurgen Klopp 20 minutes of football we've
had. So are we going to see something totally different at Burnley now on Saturday?
I think we're going to, Yeah, I think he's going to. I think he plays someone up front at Burnley. I think he probably decides he needs either an Origi or a Sturridge.
Yeah.
And then he may well go with one fewer midfielder because of what Burnley are good. But Burnley will take a point. We all know Burnley will take a point.
But I'm in agreement with this. You adapt for each game, don't you? You don't have to stick to a rigid formation in any way, shape or form, do you? You should be adaptable.
And he said that when we spoke to him, he was talking about the fact that everyone's hooked on formations and what a starting 11 is and not on... He wants the same approach.
Hooked on players, not formations.
Exactly. He wants the same approach. He wants the same aggression. But what he wants, but he's not going to have, I don't think, a starting 11. Mm. He's not going to have the idea of we only play one way.
Yeah.
He wants the idea we only approach the game in one way, I think, which is to always want the ball back, always be all over the pitch, always look to be scoring, always look to be attacking. I think that's what he wants. But how you line up to do that, I think he'll chop and change.
We've moved on from the mid-70s of a 12-man squad and all 14 players picking up a winner's medal and same again. What was the old Shankly quote?
Same team as last year.
Yeah, doesn't happen anymore. Football's changed.
But I always think that that's a bit disingenuous, because, you know, you look at the way in which the same team as last year thing again. It's the idea. I think the boot room was full of what they call toffee. They used to be a very aggressive changing of the guard at Liverpool. Mm. A team would keep coming and then it would be absolutely changed. What would feel like almost overnight. You know, you go from Jimmy Case to Ronnie Whelan, and in the blink of an eye, and you'd have that level of ruthlessness and bringing young legs in. And I think that's the, you know, that's the other thing that you're seeing here from Klopp, is there's a lot of lads in that squad who are 22, 23, 24 who've got it all to prove now. And that's a positive thing, because I think there's now, for the first time since Hicks and Gillette, there's now, and I think Everton have got a similar problem, I keep saying this, I think if you actually look at these squads we've got on Merseyside, for too long there's not been enough lads between the ages of 24, 25 and 29. because you've not got them sort of becoming senior pros because for whatever reason, whether it's under investment for a while or something like that, you've had this little dip, or selling them when you shouldn't sell them.
Yeah.
This dip of these of the moment when they become senior players. Now Liverpool have got Henderson. He's becoming, you know, he's 25 this year. He'll turn 26.
There's still debate around him, isn't there, from some Liverpool fans?
Yeah, there will be, because I think he's done what... I feel a little bit sorry for him, because he's done what no one would have wanted to do, which is become Liverpool captain after Steven Gerrard. It's a bit like, for instance, what they said.
David Moyes taking over.
It is like David Moyes taking over from
whoever
Ferguson.
Whoever was going to take over.
Was going to get some grief. And I think the easy thing to do for Jordan Henderson would have been to turn around and say, you know what, I'll just concentrate on my own game, gaffer, give it to someone else. Whereas he's not done that. You know, he's very much decided he'll take that on. And so that's going to make his life, I think, a little bit difficult. But. Yeah. Again, I thought he was second half and the last 15 minutes especially against Arsenal, I thought he was terrific. I thought he played really, really well. And I think he's, you know, it's laying down a marker. But again, don't necessarily expect that he starts both games against Burnley and Spurs. It might be he's asked to sit one of them out, or that there might be a point in the season where the manager says, you know what, Jordan, you've done really well so far, but we want to keep you as fit as we can. Going to put you out the firing line for three games. Everyone will say you dropped. Don't worry about it. I know what we've got planned.
Do you see any new signings coming in before deadline day?
No, I'd be really surprised. It'll only be an opportunistic one. So if there's a player that the manager's liked and that the club have liked for a while and he's suddenly, broadly speaking, available, or if there's a very, very good player that, for instance, Bayern Munich or Real Madrid are going to let go, then perhaps. But I think Liverpool are done. I think the manager's wanted to work with them in pre-season. I think the idea now, you bring someone in when you've all been working together, when you've all been sort of laying down what the manager wants, not just this summer, but also in the games last season as well. Yeah. I think this feeds into the Moreno thing. I think he'd rather have the lads that he works with, the lads that he knows, than take a gamble on someone he doesn't know. And I think if you think of it in gambles, he knows, for instance, what Moreno is like as a person and as a player. You can cite another left back who he won't know as well, because he literally hasn't worked with him in the same way. And I think that's so. Unless that left back is an absolute stellar left back who he thinks will be Liverpool's left back for the next 10 years, I don't think he goes there. And I think right the way across the pitch, I don't think Liverpool will move for anyone. I think they'll sell people.
Well, Sky Sports contacted me last week to say, Alan, deadline day, you're either on Liverpool or Everton duty, so I'm wasting my time going to...
I think you want to be on Everton, Alan. If you're looking for screen time, and we know you always are, I think you want to be...
Stoke last time out.
Yeah.
And they got the move of the... Of the window,
of course
they
did. So
Gianelli and Bula.
Let's mark you.
So don't go to Liverpool. No.
I think you want to be saying.
I don't have a choice in it, mate.
I don't think you would, but I think you want to start dropping the hints now.
Talking of moves, I want your views on Yannick Bolasie, who has gone across the park for quite a sum of money.
Brilliant against Liverpool. Brilliant against Everton. The rest of his return and his week in week out game has never looked strong to me. To me, he flatters to deceive. He's got tons and tons of pace. He's very difficult to play against. And as I say, we've really struggled against him. Really struggled against him. But you've only got to look at the goal return. He's, you know, for his entire time at Palace, he's not much better than
13 in 143 games for Palace over the last four seasons.
And that one of those includes a season in the Championship. You know, he's 27, so even that season in the Championship's when he's 22, 23. I would say there that's not a good enough return.
De La Feo. Comparing him against De La Feo, managed 8 assists in the league last season. Bolasie had 7. Bolasie came second out of the players we compared with 3 assists. Morales only got 2 assists. Aaron Lennon didn't get any assists last season for Everton.
Yeah, I think he'll strengthen Everton, and I think that, you know, in that he'll be an option for them. He'll be able to pick up
space.
So
does the money matter then?
Well, I don't think the money does particularly matter, because Everton have got this money to spend and they've got to spend it somewhere. So if they're getting slightly better, then that's no bad thing. And I think he'll be an exciting player to watch. My thing
is, will he score against Liverpool?
He'll definitely score against Liverpool. He'll definitely do that. But I think my thing is that he's got to. And let's be honest, players do sometimes. You know, he could be waiting for his move where he can improve, he can kick on, he's got better players around him. I think it's very important to Everton retain the services of Lukaku. I think that's the most important thing. The best thing they can now achieve in this window is to ensure they've got Lukaku happy, wanting to play for Everton and moving forward with the club for one more season at least. I think that's the most important thing. Better than any buy now is keeping Lukaku. So they need Bolasie to come in and improve his end product, to improve his numbers. Everton do need that to make this transfer worthwhile. If he does that, there's massive ceiling for growth there, because he is so dangerous. He's big, strong, very, very quick, nice touch. if he doesn't do that, if they basically get the Balassi of Crystal Palace, then yes, they might win the derby. But they'll end up very, very frustrated by him. And I think that'd be a little bit of a shame, because basically it's always nice in the city when Everton are doing reasonably well. Not very well, but reasonably well as far as I'm concerned.
Well, Everton's spending hasn't finished by the sounds of Mr. Mashiri's quotes yesterday. You heading to Turf Moor Saturday?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yep. Some great pubs around there.
Could be cricket on next door as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, good.
There's a big cricket pitch next door.
Yeah.
You normally, well, when you sit in the press box up there, you can just turn to the right and you can watch the cricket if the game is that dour down below you.
It's good to have four backs in the summer.
It is indeed. Neil, great to see you as always, looking as dapper as ever. He'll be going to Turf Moor on Saturday. And then he'll be heading off to Burton before he goes to Tottenham, no doubt. Tell you what, on the road,
Burton tickets,
up the miles.
Burton tickets are very hard to get hold of, Alan.
Burton might not happen.
Neil,
great to see you as always. Neil Atkinson from the Anfield Wrap joining us as always on a Tuesday morning. So great to see him. Great to talk all about the Reds and a little bit about the Blues too.
Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.